The Rokan Show. This is Bob Davis filling in today. Tomorrow, Chicago radio legend Kevin Matthews fills in for Ro, and I know you're going to love that. I'm tuning in for that one. That should be great here at the Big 89 WLS. We are going to talk now with James Allen Smith, who made a movie called Floored. I hope it's finished. This is certainly not a movie on the level of what we talked about earlier, Public Enemies. And I just want everybody to know, this is a special kind of movie because it's about a special group of people and a special time in their history, and that would be the options floor and the trading floor here in Chicago, the crazy traders. Good afternoon, James.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. So you got a big business article on, and you were saying it focused too much on me and not on the movie. So let's talk about the movie.
A little bit, yeah. I mean, making movies can be a struggle at times, but you know, the movies. It's about the movie.
So what drew you to the options exchange at this particular time? Tell us about the movie.
Well, I moved to Chicago in the mid-90s, and I started as a web designer for some trading companies. And I had the opportunity to go onto the trading floors. And, you know, the first time I walked on the floor was at the CME. And, I'd seen it in the movies. I'd seen, like, Ferris Bueller's Day Off and stuff like that. But, you know, actually physically, like, walking in there was just, like, mind-blowing. So, I mean, I think it was, like, at that very moment, I was like, well, gosh, you know, one of these days, I'm going to make a movie about this.
So what did you do? You were there when they merged everything. And so they went from something like 15,000 employees, right, to 1,500.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's funny. It's really tough. I know that Greg Burns put some numbers in the paper yesterday, and I was a little more vague with my numbers in the film. It's really tough. I mean, it's really tough to know exactly how many bodies were down there. But, you know, I think it's safe to say that you got about 10% remaining.
And just so people who may not remember what happened, I mean, certainly people in the business community know what I'm talking about, but explain what happened and why they ended up going from, you know.
Well, you know, I mean, technology happened. You know, I mean, we've got, you know, I mean, it's just, this is evolution. I mean, we used to have carriage makers. Now we have, you know, I just heard you and Dr. J talking about the auto industry.
Yeah.
Well, 100 years ago, they were carriage makers. And one day, you know, you see this carriage going down the street without a horse pulling it, and it's like, uh-oh, you know, what do I do? And I think that's sort of,
I'm gonna go into radio.
Yeah, there you go. I'm gonna make movies, you know. So but you know, I think that's what happened, is technology happened and electronic trading came onto the scene. And just really just started taking the business a little bit at a time. I mean, look, it took over 100 years easy for floor trading to kind of, you know, develop itself. And then literally in 10 years, electronic trading kind of came along and just swooped it up, you know. So it was kind of like, you know, in 10 years' time, electronic trading comes in and takes a huge percentage of the business off of the trading floors and onto computers throughout the world.
And that changed everything.
Yeah,
and you filmed their reaction to this. So obviously you had some old, you know, lions and some young Turks responding to this in different ways.
Absolutely. And it is a touchy subject, especially here in Chicago. And I try to be real sensitive to that. And I'm certainly not saying, hey, look, this is the end. It's just, wow, it's getting pretty small. And somebody should really look at this before it is gone.
Well, what's interesting is you sort of did it just on the edge of this big economic change that we all went through. It kind of happened in an opportune moment.
You know, and I have to say, I started this film 3 years ago, and the world was a completely different place back then. I mean, we went through this thing late last year, and you know, I think Greg mentions in the article, you know, it took a bit of a different turn and things like that. And as the economic crisis started to hit, you know, my film started to change a little bit, and I was like, gosh, you know, this is a little bit of a different story that I have to. You know, I have to adapt to the climate.
And Rick, what's his name, from CNBC or NBC, whatever, is the
Santelli,
guy? Rick Santelli.
Yeah, absolutely.
The tantrum guy. And we all loved it. He's in this movie.
Yeah. Rick Santelli is in it, you know, and Dr. J and his, of course, his brother Pete are in it, and they're actually on camera at the same time. And I'll tell you, it's one of the most one of my favorite moments in the film. I mean, those guys have a chemistry that's just it's great.
Well, you know? Here's an interesting question. Now they say that these men, generally, there are women there, but they're driven by higher testosterone levels. Did you get a sense that there are higher testosterone levels there on the floor?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. I mean, it's you know, it's, I mean, talk about A plus 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 personalities. You're never going to meet
crazy.
Anyone. I mean, you're never going to meet anyone who comes close to being as insane as a, you know, I mean, they're nuts. They're fun guys who just, like, they're adrenaline junkies.
But so they scare me to death when I used to be sent over there for a story. I'm like, please, no. Can you please send somebody else? Not me, please. And
especially
I went down
you.
Twice in 11 years, and
six,
I was...
6 foot. How tall are you?
About, well, 6'1 with heels.
So there you go. I mean,
6 foot flat.
You're towering over half
still,
those guys.
I was so intimidated.
Yeah, yeah, and
scary.
I mean, they're not all like that, but those are certainly the personalities that stick out, and they're the ones that we remember, and they're the ones that we form our stereotypes on. And, you know, we do have those personalities in the film, but we also have some quieter guys, and we have some guys who, you know, going through some tougher times. And, you know, I mean, I think that the film, you know, I think it breaks some of those stereotypes. I mean, I think you're going to go into this film thinking like, oh gosh, I'm going to see a bunch of nothing but, you know, A++ personalities, but, you know, there's a diversity there.
Where are we going to be able to see this?
Well, we're hoping for the Chicago International Film Festival, and that's in October. So we submit just like everybody else, but, you know, we feel that this film is Chicago, and, you know, we'd love to premiere it at Chicago's festival. So that, so we're getting it ready. We're glossing it up and putting all the lipstick on it, the whole deal, and we're going to be ready to show it to Chicago in October.
Great. James Allen Smith, thank you. The movie's called Floored. So thanks for joining us here at the Big 89 WLS. We'll do that. News update coming up at the Big 89 WLS. The road.